Hey, how are you, dude?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. You're heading over to Dover, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're listening to some classic rock right now, too.
Yahoo! Love you! Hey, you're a rookie. You're going to be rookie of the year.
I hope so. we're in a tight battle right now, but...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're in the number 47, and I love Dover, man. I mean, you've got your feelings about Dover, I'm sure. The Monster Mile is, you know, so legendary, but it's just a friendly place, man, all the way around. Like, I'm coming out to the race October 6th, and I go every year to that October or end of September Monster Energy race, because, dude, it's like the people there, when you think they're going to tell you, hey, where's your ticket? They're like, come on over here! It's really friendly.
Yeah, they're extremely inviting, aren't they?
They are.
They're doing a lot more for the fan experience. They've done a lot of renovations inside and outside. So I definitely would say, you know, if you're in this area, definitely need to come and check it out.
Ryan, you're 28, man. How did you get behind the wheel of a race car, like a NASCAR reel? I mean, I know you had to work your way up. How'd that happen?
Yeah, so I'm from Connecticut originally, and so modifieds and all that stuff, good stuff, quarter midgets, starting out really young at the age of 7, and I've been doing it, you know, for the past 21 years. Yeah, I know, right?
So, 7!
It's been a lot of late nights listening to some old school rock while we're getting the cars ready.
That's great, man. That's so cool. We're talking with Ryan Preece. Hey, you know, this is one of the most competitive races because it's at the end of the season. So you're going to have people out there that are going hard, hard, hard. And I tell you something, Ryan, standing in that the first turn, when you're coming around, you get warmed up, and then when it's real and the real flag happens and the cars are at full speed, it looks like every one of them's coming right at you and going to hit you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's really nothing better than standing, going into the corner and watching all 36 of us just shipping it off into the corner. And
wow,
it's a really intense race, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm definitely looking forward to getting over there today and checking out all the renovations they've done to make that fan experience that much better.
That's what you're doing too, and you're going to meet the fans and call some people, and you're going to talk to the media out there. It's really great. Ryan Preece drives the number 47 Chevrolet Camaro for JTG Daugherty Racing. You know, when you get out there and you do have 36 other, 36 people total, 35 other guys, how friendly is it at the point where the race is over? Because people used to always fight, it seemed, in NASCAR, you know? And I don't see that much anymore. Has it calmed down?
No, it's still there. You don't want to get fined, right?
But, no.
It's pretty intense, but it's our job. That's why we're all there to have good runs, and we're going to do whatever we have to do that. So it's our job at the end of the day.
Yeah, and if that means punch somebody in the face, hey, come on, here we go!
get a little aggressive, right?
Sure. Hey, you're 28, man, and your career is just really blooming now. So this is something you can do into your later years. How old was Richard Petty when he retired? I mean, my goodness, you can keep racing, man, long after you could keep playing football.
Oh, absolutely. I tell a lot of people, I mean, the biggest thing you got to be concerned about is with your eyes, just not getting blurry on you. So
yeah.
It's definitely a different sport where your body goes through different types of, I would say exhaustion throughout the races. But like you said, it is different from football where our bodies, we aren't taking hits like that all the time. And you know, we can have long careers.
Yeah, but you're getting G'd up in that thing, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're getting thrown around.
Yeah, pulling your face back, like, real tight, like a tight sheet.
Yeah, something like that.
Ryan Preece drives that thing. I have no idea. Look, they offered me 10 miles around the Monster Mile there to drive myself, and I turned it down because I'm just not qualified for it. I was like, I'm just going to waste your time. Yeah.
You should have came out. I could drive you around sometime.
That's what I want to do. I want to get in the car where it's almost like you're flying with one of the Blue Angels. That's what it would be like.
That's exactly what it would be like.
Wow. Hey, Ryan, good luck with all this stuff, man, because it's great that you're coming out to be part of this presentation today at Dover, and the Monster Mile's getting better. And what do you think, last thing, what do you think about being able to bet on the race right there at the casino and then see the race?
Yeah, that's definitely something. I mean, if you're definitely a gambling person, it's extremely accessible and it gives you that opportunity. So come on out and play some bets, right?
Right. And if you feel good that day, maybe you walk over.
I don't think I can do that, but yeah.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I'll stay right out of that. I'm just kidding. No, it's above the belt, and it's October 6th for us when we get out there to Dover. And good luck with the rest of the season, and have fun today, Ryan. Appreciate you calling,
man. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, I would love it. I can't wait. I'll see you out there on October 6th. Maybe I'll get there early and find you somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you.
Killer, dude. See you. Take care.
All